Thank you. All right. Nice little set there. Kind of showing the new school, old school, kind of John Faye-esque kind of stuff. And started that set there with a long track, Robbie Basho, The Dharma Prince. And that's come from 1966 on Tacoma. Great record. If you ever find this one, it's The Grail and the Lotus. One of the best of the early folk, psych, whatever you want to call it, type instrumental records there. And Robbie Basho is sort of lost in time. A lot of folks never heard of him, definitely inspired by him, even if they don't know it. And follow that up with something that's real modern. It's actually coming out of Boulder on War Records. It's Joseph Brenna and Mississippi John, definitely a reference to Mississippi John Hurt, who the finger picking and finger styling is kind of what Faye started working with and picked up on. So there's some relationship there. Had to play that last one. There was John Faye doing his finger picking style of Mississippi John Hurt, playing Poor Boy a Long Way From Home, which is a Mississippi John Hurt song. So you have been listening to quite the little excursion on six strings, a lot of different variety, all kinds of stuff here on Route 78 West today. We'll be back on track, the honky-tonk and surf and everything else you guys love, but I figure this week I just wanted to do something a little different and kind of open up your ears, your mind. It's one of those gray days with the snow and everything. Hopefully you're sitting back on a couch appreciating all this stuff for what it is, classic stuff from all different periods of time. What else to tell you here? Trying to figure out where to go. I guess we're all nearing the end of the show, and as usual, I always have lots of stuff I want to play. So I'm going to play you a little Spanish piece and kind of creep into some modal stuff, Indian stuff, and go from there probably out to some rock. So that's about the end of the show, I guess, coming up. So sit back, enjoy the rest. Tune in next week if you're not into this one today. Promise we'll be back. Thank you.
the small hours I realize what I have done. I held the hand that threw the stone that killed the bug that woke the city. I held the hand that threw the stone that killed the bird that woke the city. And I could not feel the flower in my hand. And I could not feel the cracks beneath my feet, black holes in the sand.
There we have quite the psychedelic set at the end of Route 78 West today. Nothing else to tell you other than sort of the bastard stepchildren of Beavis Frond and Nick Drake, I guess, for lack of a better thing. That last track we heard is a great electronic band, Neighbors, and the song was Pample Mouse, and that's coming off a comp you can find in Denver, put out here in Boulder, for human ears only. It's on the Nobot record label, nobotmedia.com, and psychedelic electronic folk, for lack of a better label, fits the bill. Nice package, good stuff. Lax Tracks is a good place for that, too. So For Human Ears Only is the comp that's on. And then in the track before that, probably the best thing I've heard so far this year, if that says something, is a band. It's actually one guy, Gravenhurst, coming out of England. That was Black Holes in the Sun. It's on Warp Records, which kind of flips me out, because Warp is the electronic label that, it's not the kind of stuff we usually are playing here on Route 78 West, although there's nothing really to say good or bad about that. Anyway, that track there is definitely some influences of the past and some influences for the present and the future. Gravenhurst again, and then the track right before that, Spanish Style, is Ted Sturgeon doing Salamanca, nice kind of acoustic guitar, modern style, I guess. We're getting down to the end of Route 78 West, and Bob will be coming around with a music machine. Usually like to ramp it up and kind of psychedelicize the end of the show, so it kind of makes a seamless transition for you guys, the listeners out there. And I'm going to do it in style today. We've got a long track guaranteed to put you in your lounge chair, lay you back, and I don't know, the nice stereo of a mono AM signal might be lost on some of this, but I'm going to play you a track called Mideast Transcendental, which is updating some of the electronic effects that are currently available, but it's basically a guitar song, and nothing else to say there, but all the influences, everything that's been played today are kind of mixed into this Ted Sturgeon track we're going to play, so be kind of a long one here. One of the fun things of college radio is sometimes you got to break every rule, so here's one here for you. Stick around next week. Back in action, the same old kind of stuff that we usually do on Route 78 West, and as far as Bob, he's always going to be around too, doing the same stuff. So, further ado, Mideast Transcendental. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're listening to KVCU Boulder, Radio 1190. Not sure where Bob is, but we're going to get his show started here with Little Yardbirds. So stick around. I hope he's showing up. We'll find out what happens.